ואלה המשפוטים אשר תוסים לפניהם. The end of last parsha, we had Aseres HaDibros, and the beginning and the end of this parsha we have again Kabbalah Sotirot. In between two Kabbalah Sotire we have Ve'ele HaMishpotim Asher Tosim Lifneyo. In between two Kabbalah Sotire we have Ve'ele HaMishpotim. Not only that, the first Rashi, Ve'ele HaMishpotim, Kol Mokim Shenemar Eile, Pos Al HaRishoinim, Ve'ele Moisif Al HaRishoinim. Ma HaRishoinim Misinai Af Eilu Misinai. Aseres HaDibros is Me'ar Sinai, Ve'ele HaMishpotim is also Me'ar Sinai. Why is so important? L'chura ve'ele ha'mishpotim, seichel dikazach, logic dikazach. That is the first thing that we have to give after Kabbalah Sateira. But the truth is, yes, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, I don't know, I heard in America they changed it a little bit, but they changed a lot of things. How they start to learn Gemara and Cheder? What is the first peg they teach? Ve'ele Metzius. Okay, so the new schools there were different ideas, huh? But it was okay, at least the values they didn't change. Yeah? But they teach Ve'ele Metzius. Why Ve'ele Metzius? So I know some people think that is the easiest pair. So the Ve'ele, I know a specific achievement, they switched to brachas, they thought it's a bit easier. Yeah? Zogim Yisrael Salantur, Klal Yisrael is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu goes down off Har Sinai. What is Ve'ele HaMishpotim? The kid starts to learn Gemara is Ve'ele Metzius. First, there's a reason. First, it's good to know that. As I show you, we'll have your kids, and when they come back from Ve'ele Metzius, at least the first day you'll have what to say to them. Yeah. What is the pshat? Don't get me so slander. That Ve'ele Metzius for the kids in school, that is the first thing that they teach the kids in school. This is the Ve'ele HaMishpotim from our week's parsha. And why it's like that? To teach us that the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit is that money that doesn't belong to you, you don't take. So we teach the kids even before Babakameh, you find money, you have to give it back. Klal Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu goes down of Har Sinai, the first thing he teaches them. Ve'ele HaMishpotim Asher Tosim Lifneihem is Choshen Mishpot, is a way how to behave. And Yisrael Salanter said that an aloch is Isur Yichud, with Arayas. And Yisrael said he's not Misyachel with money. Says he thinks it's not less from Arayas. Not a misyachad with money, for sure not. You owe money, you have money of tzedakah, have a gabe, have everything written down, mesuder. Don't have things not written down. Don't be misyachad with money that tomorrow you could decide, I do owe, I don't owe. Ve'ele HaMishpotim Asher Tosim Lifnei. Mentioned in Nevada, also Chazal say, Seo meleo aveirois, gezel mekatkel beroish. Leinechtam dinom shel doyamabul elo ala gezel. And we have to know that ve'ele HaMishpotim asher tosim lifneihem, it's not only to know how chomor it is, how careful you have to be. It's to know that the halachos is the ribono shel olam. People think that Choshen Mishpot is really my seichel. I mean, it's a shechonoruch, it's a gemara, but you know, I understand what I owe, what I don't owe, who deserves, who doesn't deserve, what I'm allowed to take from the store, what I'm not allowed to give back. One of the Gedolim said, in our world, if our kid breaks someone's window, it makes sense that we have to pay. But if our chicken ate this someone's bread, we don't think we have to pay. And Baba Kama is fakat cotton shehizik is potu, shayamazik yichayev. So there, I could show you that. Person returns something back to the store, he thinks that it's his fault, he gave it to his friend, he thinks that it's not his fault that it broke. Ma'isim shebechol minute and minute in yeshiva. Because you think Choshen Mishvot is a thing, I understand, I don't have to pay Zev, I don't have to do that, I don't have to do that, yeah? The thing I understand, is right or wrong. But it's no shaykhis. It's no shaykhis. You could come to the Shemaim and you'll be Nitva and Gansen. And the Zayah state, Ve'eile HaMishpotim, Eile Seder Gulgelaya. It's a vote from the Chazon Ish. How the Chazon Ish explains what is the pshat, Ve'eile Seder Gulgelaya. But I saw it's brought down a maise. Son Bodam, that was a mice in Valojin. That was a bocher in Valojin. He was sick. They sent him to Germany for medicine. So Chaim Valojin will send him together with another bocher, and he gave the bocher some money. And the way they stopped in the inn, they stayed for a day or two. And they didn't have enough money to pay the guy. So they said, on the way back, we will give you the money. I'll meet my parents in Germany, and I'll send back with this bocher the 12 ruble that I owed you. They came to Germany, they met the parents of the sick bocher. The bocher was there, he died there. But the bocher, miyava together, he gave the 12 ruble back to this other bocher and told him, on the way back, pay it. Okay, the bocher was misakiv a couple days, then he got a train going back in a different route. He forgot all about it. Came back to yeshiva, he was learning. In the middle of the Seder, I saw Bodan from the Eid Re'iyah, Reb Chaim Valojina was walking in the Bismedrash. In the middle, everyone saw Reb Chaim Valojina stopping in the middle of the Bismedrash, and he was talking to someone in the air. When he finished, he went over to this bocher, and he told him, what with the money that he had to give back for this bocher? I forgot all about it. Chaim Valojina took out 12 ruble, told him, run, and give it to him. He ran to the inn, and he gave it back, and he came back. Chaim Valojina said that this bocher was one of the biggest Amir Chachomim from Klal Yisrael. He was Nifter. He came up to the Shemayim, they didn't let him to go into Gan Eden, because he owed 12 ruble. They told him, either you could stay in the door, or you could go downstairs to try again. He said, but I tried everything. I tried. I sent the shliach. He said, but the money never got there. But because you tried, we'll give you an opportunity to go down to Reb Chaim Valojina to ask him to try to be misadar for you. And we owe so much money here, and so much money here, and so much money there, and so much money. This we didn't pay, and this bocher we owe. And from here we took a candy without a permission, and a vape without a permission. Eila mishpotim eilu seder gulgelaya. Person has to know that this is the Zoya. Kacha kodesh bochu goza, and it's a double chomur, and this is the reason seyo mele aveiris gezel mekatrek beroish. Kisik me'eved ivri, sheishonim yavoit. ובשבי סייצר חופשי וגפו יובוי מדוי נבידם לא אישו ואימומו יוימר אוהבת אוהבתי סדויני אס אישטס ואסבונה אלו יצר לחופשי והגישו באדוינו ולא אלויקים והגישו אל הדלס ואל המזוזו ורוצה אדוינו וסעוזנו במרצע ועבוד אלו אלו רשי במסדן המדרש אויזן ששומע בהר סיני להסיגנוי והולך וגונב תירוצה עם אוכר עצמו אויזן ששומע כלידני ישראל עבודי And the question is really all the Mephoshim asks if you deserve to make a hole in the Eved's Oizen So why you don't do it right away? Why only if you do it after 6 years that he stays, you do it? So the Mephoshim explain that Be'etzem, the Yiddish law is different from the Goyish law. In our days, you know, you chop someone that is a ganav, you put him in jail. There's 80% that in jail he meets all the ganavim, they teach him much better ways how to steal. He learns from them. You put him in a bad sviva. A bad sviva has a bad influence on a person. The Torah said, you sell him. Now, who wants to buy an Eved that is a ganav? No one wants to buy an Eved that is a ganav. Who wants to buy an Eved that is a ganav? He will steal everything from your house. Now the Torah said, a person is masking to buy the Eved and he's mechabed the Eved so the etzem, the place is a chinuch for the Eved to understand what he understands kilibne Yisrael and if he wants to stay we tell him kilibne Yisrael avodim v'lo yavodim le'avodim so they bring down a zapshat why people steal? Why people steal? They want money. They want money. If they would believe everything is from Hashem, they would not steal. The Nisoyen of Momen is Be'etzem a part of the Nisoyen of Emunah and Boira Oilo. If a person has Emunah and Boira Oilo, and he believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, there's no reason to take from someone $100. Hashem could give it to you. So the mahus of the Eved is Be'etzem, that he believes that someone else controls, that someone else could give you money, someone else could take your money. That is the Be'etzem, the mahus of the Eved. So if the Eved understands that, and he wants to come back, but if not, so we're telling him it's mefurish. Ki libne Yisrael avodim v'lo yavodim le'avodim. You didn't understand the point why we send you to be by a different person. We want you to understand that there's a ribbono shel olam that is running the world, and it's not you. אנושים והיקו אש ישראל ובאבן ובאגרוי ולא יומוס ונופה למשקו אם יוקום ויסלך בחוץ המשנדוי וניקו המקר רק שיפטו ייתן ורפו ירפו Here's the Chiddush HaTorah that is Sheves V'Ripui. It's not already a mold of Maise. It's a Maise in Bnei Brak. Two Yidim were fighting. One hit his friend. Fell on the floor, he lost consciousness. They took him to the hospital. They thought that he got like a crack in his head and his brain. The kids, they made CT, MRI, all the ganzamaisis. For 2 hours, they checked him. For 2 hours, he woke up. Everything is good, Baruch Hashem. They gave him the bill of all the exams, $100,000. He went to Beis Din to sue the guy that hit him. The guy said, what is the problem? I didn't do nothing. The doctor saw that everything was okay. Why'd they pay? He said, yeah, it cost me $100,000. To say what? To check that I didn't do nothing? I don't want to pay. He has to pay Hippur, or he doesn't have to pay. They went to the Beis Din of Nissim Karelis. This story I heard from Rebel Povalski on a plane once on the way to England. He told me this twice. He sued me in Beis Din. Ripui. The guy says, Ripui, what Ripui? Dimyanis. Nothing happened to you. Rebel told me, I'll give you a marshal. The guy shoots his friend with an ear gun. Is it ear gun? Sounds the sabbat. You know, but the guy is so fadimid, he might feel the blood, yeah? He runs to the hospital because he says, I'm bleeding. They check him, you know, they check him. And then they find out there's nothing. They give him a bill, goes to the guy. The guy says, nothing, I just made a noise. For dimyanis. I don't have to pay ripui. He has to pay, he doesn't have to pay. Rebel gave me a third case, Moshe, on the plane. The guy takes two cups of water, he puts poison in one, he mixes it very quick, takes one and gives you to drink. I gave you the water, you took it as a poison. You run to the hospital, you check, you find out it's the water. He has to pay you. Ripui. Reb Nissim Karelitz said, the first case, he has to pay ripui. Zog Rebel Povalski, Beis Din Shel Gazlonim. Beis Din Shel Gazlonim. I came back, I asked him Shmuel Zalman, Ayobach, he told me they have to pay. I asked him why. He said that this is a part of the ripui. This is the way you treat. I don't understand. It's only people are waiting outside. There's no time. So that conversation stopped in a minute. There's a shtickel raya from Tesis for Bekame, the Flamed Gimel, or Mudalev that you have to pay. Shtickel raya. Not a Chachgomu. Shtickel raya from Tesis for Bekame, the Flamed Gimel that you have to pay. I asked the gates of the Rav. I was out the gates of the Rav. Well, I just arrived from the plane. So I went into the Rav. I asked him, now on the plane, we had a shayla. He said that you have to, in the case of the poisons, he said, we did it for some nefesh, you have to pay. The guy's so nervous, he deserves to check himself. Shmuel Zalman said, this is the derech that people are merapin. You check, you try this, you try this. So you're right. It's not. Skarov has found a nice pshat. Yinutzu anoshim v'nokfu yishohoro v'yotzu yoladeo v'lo yiyo osoy. Ono yishionis kashu yosi holo v'lo yisho v'nosan b'plilim. Plilim is Beis Din. So Skarov would say in Chumash here, Aloch is b'defiyei osoy. We know kiyo levi d'rabi m'nei. This is the sugis of kiyo levi d'rabi m'nei. Yinutzu anoshim v'nokfu yishohoro v'yotzu v'lo yiyo osoy. Ono yishionis, he has to pay. But if he also, he doesn't have to pay. So Miskirov said in Chumash here, Chinutzu anoshim v'nokvu yishohor v'yotzu yuladeo v'lo yiyo also in onesh yonesh v'nosan b'plinim. What is b'plinim? B'Beis Din. Ho yiyo also, he doesn't have to pay. Over lotzis v'dei shomayim state in the Gemara that he has to. So Miskirov is the pshat in the Pasuk. V'lo yiyo also in v'nosan b'plinim. B'Beis Din. He says, why no? Masechta, the whole parsha doesn't say ki igach sherish v'nosan b'plilim ki teitzeish v'nosan b'plilim. Alamol you pay. So here the halacha is that v'lo yeh osoy, you write that you potru of a bedin shomayim yuchayim. So the minute the pasuk says ho yeh osoy v'nosan b'plilim. Then the pasuk says, "Kol almono v'yosim loisan." Kol almono v'yosim loisan. Mim ane sana oisay kim itzoy kitzak elai shemoya eshma tzakosim. So I had a shaila. I was young. I sent Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Almona that remarried is called Almona or not? Is the Isu Almona Leisano when the Almona remarried or not? Because I saw in the Sefer Shevet HaKehosi. It brings a ride. The Rambam says in his day, as per Ekvav Alochayud, Leisano Yosim Va'almona, that Mosa Nikroim Yesoimim, till they're 20 years old. Why the Rambam doesn't say that Mosa Nikres Almona till she remarries? One Raya. So I send it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Mashve. That was a chosid, that was one of the letters that I sent. So on this Raya, Mashve answered me, the Sinishkin Raya. When she marries, she's Ishkin Almona. The Rambam has to say, till when the Yosem is a Yosem? Till 20. Then, even though he doesn't have a father, he's not a Yosem. Mashegin Almona. The Rambam doesn't have to write till when she's Almona, till she gets married. When she gets married, the man, she's not Almona. There's another raya. It says in the in Shut Ma'aril, in the Truma Sadeshen, Shama'arilo yumedaberim ishtoi, when he spoke to his wife, he mechabdo biyoisef. When he spoke to his wife, he was mechabeder. Why? She'almono neso. He married Almona, so he was very careful to mechabed his wife. It says, "Kol Almona v'yosam leisanu." Mechul ashtayt klo. So I said it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he told me, no. When she marries, she's not Almona. So the Shai was with the Tumas Adeshen. When you're nizor b'chvoid ishtoy, she'almona neso. So Mashveh answered me, Rav Gurvitz, now, why when she's married, she's no more almona? Because she has a husband. But if her husband starts up with her, then she says, oh, I remember my old husband, right? So when the husband speaks to the almona, he has to be careful. Klabi, the whole world, now she has a husband. So she's not almona. Oh, but Klabi, when she doesn't get along with the new husband, she remembers Zocharti and Mei Kedem when I was married, and then I did have a husband. Aber mir kommt mir kein steht im an san neuser kim zoyer kitzak elai shmoya esh ma tsar kos says bot down I was a chosid bar mi belz I think kam mit khochem gadol mei but he didn't have nothing and he had to marry off his kid. It was a mamish shver shver matzav. I don't know how much to go over the story. It's like a story of an hour of tzolos that he had, and he goes over to the bell that about me bells, and the bell tells him, go to that chosid and he will give you. So happy, he's all excited, he goes to that chosid, and he shows him the letter from Rebbam. Chosid looks at the guy, looks at the guy, he takes out the bill of 100 ruble and gives it. He goes out, he says, looks, and now up, starts to cry. So, you know, I was hoping Alamon, yes to go to my Rebbe, not to go to my Rebbe, yes to go to my Rebbe, not to go, for 2 years, yes to go to the Rebbe, not, I went to the Rebbe, he gave me the Yeshua, and now I left with 100 ruble. Hashem, you have to help him. 2 minutes later, he feels a tap on his back, he sees that chosid, and he gives him a whole box for all the money. So that's a chosid, I really appreciate it, but tell me, call him my sova, but myself my sova. So when I came here, I saw that you did everything chutz from davening to Hashem. Chutz from davening to Hashem. I decided I will disappoint you. And I know you're Yochoshev Yid, you're crying to Hashem. When you cry to Hashem, then Hashem helps. I met yesterday night, 1 o'clock by night, a Talmud of mine from Chicago. You saw him also. He came here 5 years ago. He had a disease in his feet. The doctor said that he would lose both of his feet. I asked him, what are you doing here? He said, I came to get brochas. He went up. I don't know, all the places that you go to, yeah? Hours to here, hours to there. I told him, you really want your feet to be good? So he said, well, I'm going to ask a brocha from you. said, no. What do you want, your feet to be good? I said, go to the Koisel and don't leave till Hashem says yes. He says, what do you mean? I said, just go to the Koisel, don't leave till Hashem says yes. He says, but how I will know? I said, just go to the Koisel and David and don't leave till he says yes. Okay, he went to the Koisel and he davened for 2 hours. And then he felt that Hashem listened. He came back to Chicago, the doctor's little operation here, there. He's walking regular, like nothing happened. No one knows Bichlal that he has a problem. You could have seen I had a problem? A regular person. Sometimes in life, you do everything chutz from davening to Hashem. You call up every person to daven for you. That's not called davening to Hashem. I make it clear. You pay money to every yeshiva that will be tefillahs, put up signs. Not called davening to Hashem. That's called askonis. Running to brachas is nothing. It's very nice. It's no shachas to davening to Hashem. It's not even close to davening to Hashem. Davening to Hashem is boire oilam, help me, ich ken nicht. So Rambam, I think they went back to Rambam. He said, "This is the pshat. Im ane tana oisoi, im yitzoyek itzak elai shemoya esh matzakos." If the pasuk would say, "Listen, if you start off with a yosam, I will beat you up." Say that. Because if you start off with a yosam, Hashem will do that worst. It doesn't say that in the pasuk. That's what Rambam said. It doesn't say if you start off with a yosam, he's my kid, I will fight like a father. Hashem could have said it. The yosam is my son. I will do the worst. No, no. In Tzorek Yitzak Elai Esh Matzah Kosli. The Yosem and the Almona, sometimes they don't have who to turn to. So the only one that they could turn to is Bayer Oilom. Zog the Bayer Oilom, and that is just an Oynish for people that start up. When a person feels Eile Al Mili Yishoen Elo Al Ovinu Shebashomayim, and that minute of Vino Sheba Shomayim helps. I'm telling you, I met so many people in the world. Someone's sick. I'm not saying that if they'll do that, not every person you could promise. You have to feel what you know, B'Shas Maise. But a lot of people, they're running around the world when they're suffering. And to everyone they asked. And one place they didn't ask. Boy, boy. Hashem says, when the person turns over to me and he doesn't have no one else to turn to, so I saw his Baldana Moshel. You know, they say a person, it's a Moshel, Baldana, beautiful Moshel. It's not even a Baladatish, but for a Moshel, it's enough. The guy walks around collecting money, he has a Nebuch the Kitzara. How much have the guy gives him? $5. The richer guy gives him 100. The multi gives him 1,000. Yeah? But what would be if he goes over to his cousin? God, I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what to do. If he decides to help him, he writes the check and he takes care of the story. But if the cousin sees that he's going around to collect, so he will give a bigger check from everyone else. But if the cousin feels that it's my story, I have to take care of him, he will take care of him. If you come to the Rebbeinu, Hashem help me, and I'm asking Hashem, and I'm asking the Mekubal, and I'm asking the Broch, and I'm asking the Zgula, and I'm asking the Nishmas, I'm asking everyone, yeah? Honestly, Nishmas also doesn't mean it's davening to Hashem. I'm not saying that to say Nishmas. But daven to Hashem, not daven to the Zgulas. Daven to Hashem. You love? So when a person puts everything, Rebbeinu Shalom, help me, Hashem tells, Im tzoek etzak elai is a klal, v'shomati kichanu nami. The Ribbono shel Olam listens. And the pasuk says, "La'an shekodesh tiyu li u'basa basrod et reifa li'sicheilu la'kelev tashlichu oisem." Why we give it to the dog? So Rashi brings down. And matam ulei malakele. I want to explain. The Gemara says in Psochim, Dav Chofale from Mudbeis, Kol mokim shema lo yisoichlu, echod isur achilu, ve'ech, Omar Rav Avoh, Kol mokim shema lo yisoichlu, lo yisoichlu, echod isur achilu, ve'echod isur anoe, b'mashma. Af chiyifrat lecho hakesev, hakosuv, kederech shporat bekelev. Lakelev tashlichu. But why lakelev? The word kelev is not a Yiddish word. זאת רשי, לינדך הקוסו שאין הקדוש ברוך הוא מקפח שכר כל בריא שנכון מישראל ליחץ כלב לשוינו. They didn't bark when we let out of Mitzrayim. You have to know what the grace is that they didn't bark, and if they would bark, yeah. The dogs didn't bark. It means what it means, the dogs didn't bark. They have a cause to tell you to the dogs that they didn't bark. Once I was in a panel in Lake Beaker, Connecticut. Shabbos afternoon was a big panic. I was by a yid. I had to be the one that running the panel. And a big dog came in. And I got a little bit nervous, to tell you the truth. So the guy that was running the panel decided, you know, to make chizik. And he told me, I just wanted to ask a question, why all the rabbis are scared from dogs. Like this man, I would lose the whole matzah. So I said, grade, we're not so scared. From lions, we're not scared. From snakes, we're not scared. We have something with the dogs. Like we see that we even thank the dogs for not barking. See, Klali Yisrael, we're out of Mitzrayim, you know. If the dogs would bark, it would be a problem, yeah? We see Klali Yisrael, the more you... I said, you see it when it sees, the less you close to Hashem, you're less scared with the dog. That was the Siyata Rishvayim. So I brought that from this Rashi. You see, Klal Yisrael for years pays the dogs for not barking. And when we come back, this is what Rashi brings down. Thank you for the dogs for not barking. But the Daskeni brings down a different talent. Zog the Daskeni in Bala HaTesis that the reason we thank the dogs is because Be'etzem, in the old days, the one that protected the dogs from the wolves, from the foxes, was the dogs. The Maisa, if it's a treife, it's a muchach that the dog didn't do his job. So now is the time to be angry at the dog. Right? Rosh Baruch Hu says, okay, one time he didn't watch. Look how many times he did watch. The horai is the first time you have a treife. Give the dog. Teach you. A lot of times I say, Alamo, there's a guy who called me, as a Baruch Hu calls me every week for Eitzes. For 10 years. Then one time you call me, I said, I'm not available for you. From then, this is it, forgot. You have a friend, you live with him in yeshiva. Then for some reason, he doesn't invite you for something. They call it in the Goyish Nusach, a black cat passes in between, yeah? What happened? For 10 years, you're close to him. So he said no to you. But this is the Teva of the Elder. I love dogs. One dog didn't watch, I will never give any more food to the dogs. I came to the yeshiva, they were not nice to me, no more money to yeshivas. What are the shaykhs? So the Askenim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was teaching you Musa. To train you. The dog failed, but you owe years of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give it to the dog. It's not even the same dog, it's only the idea. A person has like anger. I, for dogs, don't give anymore. A dog messed me up. So what if a dog messed you up? Come in there, guy, no, he's not nice to the taxis. Why? Because once a taxi could drive, you know, he saw, you know, stole, took off him $200 instead of 200 shekel, yeah? So this is it. But a lot of guys are nice to you. Fakel. Force yourself to be nice to the taxi driver. Force yourself. A person will say, now that the dog, that my animal died, is not the time to do it. Zog the Teira, no, Adirabo, now is the time to be nice to the dog. So say over a mushel was a yid that, you know, he would ask the Rav the Shaila and chickens. He stopped to ask the Rav the Shailas, you know, was a shoychet. He stopped to bring the Rav the Shailas. A month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. After 5 months, he comes to the Rav with a chicken to ask the Rav if it's a treifer or not. Like, oh, what happened for 5 months? You didn't shech the chickens. I was used to every week you came with a couple chickens. 5 months you were not here? So I learned Pasas Mishpotim, state, Treifa like Elef Tashlichu. I will show it to my dog. If he ate it, I knew it's Treifa. If he didn't eat, I knew it's kosher. So the Rav asked him, so why you came now? He said, recently my dog started to be machmer. So a lot of people, the Rav by them is like a dog. They like the Rebbe, Pitan the Rebbe says, you're not allowed to eat in this hotel, not in this hotel. He, you know, he doesn't hold from going to this place. That, he switches a Rav. Finds a softer rabbi. So it means that all the years that he asked this Rav Shilas, he didn't ask the Rav Shilas, he asked the dog. He has a Rebbe. Pitam the Rebbe says something in Ashkofa against, he sounds too frum. No, the Rav sounds a bit too frum. So it's not he has a Rav. He didn't have a Rav, he had a dog. Person has to check himself, he has a Rebbe or he has a dog. The Pasuk is Mamshich. Leisiach Rabim Neroes Leisane Al Riv. Weiter a little bit, please. It's a beautiful vault in the Satma Rebbe. I have to tell you it over. It's a beautiful vault. Say over. Beautiful vault I saw this week from the Satma Rebbe. It's a nice vault. There's a bit musar in it, but first the vault. V'shoichad loisikach. Loshen Yochid and Loshen Rabin. V'shoichad loisikach. Loshen Yochid and Loshen Rabin. Yochid. Ki ha'shoichad yaver pikhim. V'yisalef divrei tzadikim. Why it doesn't say ki ha'sheichad yaver ha'pikeach v'yisalef ha'tzadik? Or say v'sheichad lo yisikhu. Zog the Satmar Rebbe, if one of the dayonim takes sheichad, it makes everyone in the room. As the famous vault that someone came to the Satmar Rebbe, the Rebbe, and he said that, you know, that he never took sheichad. But he became deaf. So he said, because by you, they promised you every time money, and they never gave you. So you only heard about the sheichad, so you became deaf. If you see the money, you become blind. In your case, it's a problem. They promised you, but they never gave you. So you only became deaf. So the Satmar Rebbe said, why is that halacha? So he said, because dayonim that sit together with a dayan that takes sheichad, they're also considered bali sheichad. And about to do his masveret with a beautiful maise, in Russia, in the years that you couldn't learn Torah in Russia, so they would hide in different places and they would learn. So they were learning in like one little house in the basement, like 10 seats there. There was one big guy, like he took 2.5 seats. The mice, he couldn't chab nothing. So the Olam were thinking, the mice says, I should waste. You know, he's taking a spot of 2.5 people and he doesn't chab nothing. Maybe it's good I to tell him. Like they're trying to give over hints that maybe it's chaval, you know, it's people are living in Mesuas Nefesh. There's not a lot of seats. One day, the one that says the shir, he came and he sees the guy is dashing, he's taking off his sleeves. You see all different bruises all over the place. They ask him, what is it? So he said that years ago, he was in a. Pub somewhere, and the police came, and they were trying to stop some of the people that were fighting against the government, and they beat it up everyone, and they beat them up also. She said, "No shaykhs, you know, I'm drinking here." It's a pashtun. They were beating him up. He said, "I'm telling you, I'm not a part of it." They told him, "If you are together with them, you're part of them." He says, "When I come up to the shamayim, they'll tell me you didn't understand to learn." I'll say, Ribbono Shel Olam, if I was with them, I'm a part of them. This is the reason I'm coming. So Satmar Rebbe said, if you together, Dayonim, sit with a dayan that takes sheichad, if you're them, you're a part of them. But I want to say it's more from that. A lot of times the bacher doesn't understand why he has to be a part of a chashiv shul. Goes back to Chutz La'aretz. He likes to daven in a more soft shul. He's a good elocha guy. The Olam mechazik with something. The Olam mechazik with Friday chaburas. The Olam mechazik. I don't need it. I'm okay. Remember the klal. If you're a part of them, if you're there, you're a part of them. If you're not there, you're not a part of them. You have to be a part of them. That is the yisoid. I want to finish with the end of the parasha. It's a beautiful zach. It's late, but we have to finish that. It says, "Vayal Moshe ve'Aaron nodo ve'aviu v'shivim skeinim mizikne Yisrael v'yiru es Eloike Yisrael." We don't understand what it means. Rashi says, "Nischayvu misa." Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't kill them till later. ותחס רגלוב כמעשה ליבנס הספיר וכעצם השמיים לתויה. What is ותחס רגלוב? He hoiso lefono b'shas ha-shibut. So Hashem kivyochol had under his feet a brick, livnas ha-sapir. It was a diamond brick. To remind us of the we are in Mitzrayim. Why were we sat? We see HaKadosh Baruch in Maimed Har Sinai, we see a brick under his foot, a diamond brick, to remind us the bricks of Mitzrayim. Why is that mentioned when Kriyas Yam Suf, when we saw Hashem, why we didn't see the bricks? Why Hashem had to show them the brick? To remind them. Well, what is the point to remind them? That Baruch Hashem remember it. You thought that it's bricks, but these bricks brought you to this place. And this world, we're suffering sometimes. But we'll come to the Shemayim and we'll see it's not bricks, it's diamond bricks. So in Moshe Sternbuch, in his Parsha sheet that he takes out every week, he brings down in the back a story on Remotche Pomeranz. Pomeranzki Remotche was the one who was Mechaber, Mikbroche, Terezroim, was Nifter very young from Yenemachle, a huge Talmid Chochem. And he brings down that he never saw a Tzura Ve'isha. He said that he was Mekayim to look once on his wife, and Mekayim did it in the Gemara Osu Le'isha. Abachutz from that, he never saw a Tzura. At the end of his life, he was very young, he was 50 or something. He was mamish full with Yenemachle all over. Really, he couldn't see in his eyes. And the doctors heard him saying, Boira Oilam, I'm a Kabbal all of these soon by Ava. I'm just asking you a favor. I want when I go up to Gan Eden to go straight in. If it's something left, make it stronger, please. Just clean it completely. Don't, if something is left, do more. Don't leave me nothing for upstairs. Please clean me completely. V'tachas raglov kelivnas asapir. Ukeetzen ha-shamayim la-toyal. Klal Yisrael standing in Al-Sinai. And what they see, I say over a couple of times, we'll say it one more time over, when the Ramban's Talmud was nifter. He was very sick. And the Ramban told him, you go up to Shamayim, you go left, right. And then when you come up, you do. And when you're there, there's 10 questions in the Muna that I want you to ask. Please ask Boira Olam. After a year, the Talmud comes back and he says, Rebbe, exactly what you said. You go left and right, and then you take the right and the left is Mamash. Rebbe, I didn't understand how you knew everything. Ramban says, okay, what about my kash? It's like the Ramban. He says, I can't tell you. He says, well, you gave me a shvur that you'll answer me. It's like the Rebbe, when you come there, there's no questions. There's nothing to answer. And this world is look at Kashe, Tzadik Veraloi, Rosho Vetoibloi. It doesn't make sense. When you come dear, it's Livnas Asapir, it's a diamond, it's not a brick. Klal Yisrael saw for one moment the Maimed Har Sinai is no bricks, it's diamonds. These bricks were diamonds. I want to tell you the secret. When you accept the bricks like diamonds, then it works. Then you get the full ischar of it. Then you get the full ischar. I said, they asked, the Moche Pomeranz that never looked at Aisha, he's the one that lost his eyes before he died? The answer is yes. Because that person, we could take away his eyes and he could come completely Gan Eden. By us. For him, so they could fix what they have to fix on their eyes. So this is Hashem says. Vayiru es Eloike Yisroel. And Klal Yisroel was Zoicha, we don't understand. It's the only time that it says that they saw Hashem. What they saw? V'tachas raglov kelivnas asapir u ke'etzem ha-shamayim v'toyar v'chamas.